Welcome to Storyline, where everyday people throughout our community talk about the experiences that shape their lives.
This week on Storyline, Fellowship Home resident Freddie Marshall talks with his neighbor, Dwight Williams. Mr. Marshall is working the beginning stages of his rehabilitation program at the Fellowship Home. And today, he addresses the underlying reasons why an addict is an addict, often prior to the abuse of substances.
You said that it's not just the drugs that a lot of people are dealing with. It's something else. What were you referring to?
I was referring to a life situation where attitude and behavior takes a part. For me, it was low self-esteem. Well, I grew up in a neighborhood that was full of violence. We played the blame game when I was growing up. It's his fault. It's their fault. You know, so my attitude for low self-esteem was because I was in this neighborhood and I felt like I was being misused. I didn't know it was another world outside of it. So I was already using before I used. You know, I used my behavior as my crutch then. Then I started using drugs to fill that void. You know, most people will say that I didn't start using until I took that first drink, but that's a rationalization of the real problem. After the drugs are gone, some people say, now what do I do? Now what do I do, meaning that all they done was use drugs and drink, so they don't have a concept on what life really is. I didn't either. My concept on life was violence, drinking, partying, going to work, making money, giving it away. I have had some structural jobs, but I still always came back to the drugs and the alcohol because of my behavior, my attitude, my outlook on life, feeling like the world owed me something, not being able to share, being selfish, being self-centered. You know, these are the things that lead you to use drugs. It's a void that's empty in there because you never want to say to yourself that it's my fault. You never want to say to yourself, understand that I was wrong. I read in the literature now, it says it's all right to be wrong today. It's all right to be right today, but it doesn't matter. All that matters today is understanding that I'm not using. I'm trying to work on me. I don't have to worry about that void being filled. I feel that void now with helping other people, living in society and being able to enjoy the birds singing, being able to enjoy fishing again, being able to enjoy seeing little kids run to the school bus again instead of walking by a school bus nasty and the little kids laughing at you. Look at him, you know. It's a joy now to have life back again, you know what I mean? And it's, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say that it's easy because it's not. Anything that's worth having is worth working for. I ran behind drugs so long. I worked so hard to get them. I need to take that same energy that I used out there and use it on keeping my life back straight again.
Listen to other stories from our community at StorylineProject.org. Storyline is a project of the Echo Network and is made possible by the generosity of Salemtown, a continuing care retirement community where every life shines and stories are celebrated. Storyline. Make the connection.